HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a sense of humor. Last week we learned Ribbis V'Tzedakah, Tzarchei Mitzvah. A woman called me right before Chol Moed Pesach. She actually called me right before Pesach. And she asked me the following shaila. She said that in order to get a tax deduction for an IRA, she has to make a deposit before the 15th. She would have to do it on Chol Moed. She has a CD that's coming due on Chol Moed, so she asked me if she's allowed to do the paperwork. So I have to take out the CD and open an IRA account on Chol Moed. So I was thinking, it's a little mechava malachta l'mayid, you know. She knew she's an IRA from a year ago. So I told her before Yom Tov that I have money in the gemach. I'll lend her $5,000 before Yom Tov. She'll open her IRA, and after Yom Tov she'll come back and she'll bring me the check. So that's what I did. She came before Yom Tov. I gave her a check, and after Yom Tov I come home. There's an envelope, so there are two checks. She pays back the $5,000, and then there's a donation she made. Mommy, she's talking on a Sunday, so on Tuesday or so, that's when I get the envelope. So I was thinking, it's Ribbis Sheinik Tzutza, it's Tzedakah. So, you know, you can take Ribbis Sheinik Tzutza, Ribbis Drabana, if it's Tzedakah. Then I was wondering if Gemach is Tzedakah or Tzarchei Mitzvah. Gemach is separate mitzvah saseh, in case of Talveh. Is it tzedakah? I mean, we call it in English tzedakah. You're allowed to give, the Chafetz Chaim says you can give up to a 30 a mice of money to gemach. But, I don't know, is that tzarchei mitzvah or is that tzedakah? I don't know. The check is still sitting there. It's not such a big check. So.
The check made
up
to you or to the tzedakah?
To the tzedakah. Yeah, I can keep it. It was there to me. I can keep it. I didn't lend my money. I'll give you a number. You can call in and suggest it. So that's why I looked into what about Ribbis V'Tzedakah. So last week I mentioned the case of the Loivis Tzedakah. Mishnah Berurah Reish Mem Beis brings borrowing for Tzedakah for Tzarchei Shabbos. Magen Avraham says it's Mutter, and Mishnah Berurah says Hainu Meyakum, which when I read it from the Mishnah Berurah, everyone sort of grunted, you know, like. And it says the chiddush, you're allowed to borrow for ribbis for tzarchei Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu me'ani Yehudi." What's the chiddush? You could always borrow from a guy. But what about for the malva? So for the malva, it's interesting that there's a ramah at the end of Hilchas Ribbis in Siman Kuf Ayin Beis. The ramah there says, if you have a regular print, it's at the end of the page, before the page turns. Kuf Ayin Beis. In your print, I have no idea where it is, but there's a very big Ramah. Kuf Ayin Beis Sif Aleph. It's only there about a mashkin. There are cases we give someone a mashkin on the loan, and he may has a benefit from it. So the Ramah there says, Yesh Matirin Lahalvais Al Svarim Oy Mekoymes Beis Akneses. I'm lending you money, give me a mashkin, you give me a sefer. I'm going to use the sefer. So is that ribbis? Right? I lend you $1,000. I take a mashkin from you, set of svarim. In the meantime, I'm using the svarim. So that's ribbis. I lent you $1,000. I gave back $1,000. In the meantime, I have a benefit. Normally, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. I have to deduct the value. Let's say I give you a loan, and you give me a mashkin, you give me a car. In the meantime, I drive your car around. So that's ribbis. I have benefit of use of your car in exchange for my loan. So you have to do that. That's called binachiyaisa, mashkanta binachiyaisa. I have to deduct. Why not?
A rental car has value. Learning in the safer has no value.
Using someone else's svarim, even if it doesn't have a value.
What would you pay a rental?
You pay to have svarim. What about a seat in the Beis HaKnesses?
What?
A seat in the shul. And nowadays there are seats in shuls, but it used to be that you owned the seat in the shul. Person bought a seat in the Beis HaKnesses, he owned the karka of the Beis HaKnesses where he was. Anyway, the Ramah says, Yesh matirin lahalvay says svarim, I'm mekayim Beis HaKnesses, v'leishav aleihem, afilu b'loy lich yaisa, davet tzarchei mitzvah, umutu l'uvay spirivis, l'tzarech mitzvah. So if I do l'tzarech mitzvah, and then he says, toiv lahach mir, lasis b'lich yaisa.
What was the loan?
The loan was just $1,000. The loan was straight.
So using
the loan, it was not for a mitzvah. The benefit is a mitzvah. So that's the Ramah brings from the Chumash Maril that says that it's mutter. The Taz Rishach bring that's miyam on it.
Fine.
But remember, heter is only if the borrower is a corporation. The lender corporation doesn't do anything because there's no personal responsibility liability on the left. So the check is still sitting there. I don't know. As also Masupik, if once the check is in my house, Charles, I accepted it already, it's a shiloh of paying back? Or not?
She thinks she gave you the check.
At some point.
It was certified.
She later, if it's not Nicker, she could give a donation.
A regular check is
this is one of my tumults that a check
in America or in England.
It's a difference.
She gave money here. She thought she gave stocking.
The $50 that she gave. Question is, if it's ribbis, what are we going to do?
So
give it somewhere else. Okay. Sorry. So I don't know. There's a separate shaila if a check is payment or just a letter of payment. The achuvis, I agree, I don't think it's a payment. The achuvis that say that a check is a payment. Achuvis were written, one is in England, in Michas Yitzchak, one is in England, and one is in Bris Yehuda and Eretz Yisrael. By English banking law, when you give a check, you're not allowed to stop payment without due cause. You know, I'll stop payment unless you claim.
It's different than American
banking law. So in the Ribbis book, I have a 3-page piece. I think I gave it to Rachmiel Brat to show his judge before we printed it. So right, Rachmiel, I gave it to you to show your judge and. So, I don't know, the Paiskim today, they read the Bris Yehuda, the Michas Yitzchak, they assume it's the same thing, checks B'zman HaZeh, the other Nafkaminas. I think it's a toz, because in America, a check is, what was the language, nothing more than a promise to pay. It's order to the bank. It's a bank. What I was surprised is that if a bank cashes a check over your stop order payment, or over your stop order, Minadin, they're not liable. If you wrote a check and signed it, and then you give them a stop order, a stop payment order, so usually they do it as they can decide not. By law, they're not responsible to reimburse you. It's they usually do it as a courtesy.
Would they refund the fee if they cash?
If they cash it, there's no fee. Oh, the stop order payment.
Stop payment order.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, I don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has like a sense of humor. Punk, this week, we learned it on Sunday. This happened on Tuesday that I got it. What?
Like
Zilberstein Shilas. Yeah. I got an argument with my son yesterday. Oh, is this like a Reb Zilberstein Shilas? No, you'd never believe it happened. I was invited to speak in the West Side a while ago. By somebody's a very big nadvin to the yeshiva, so he called the yeshiva. They should ask me, so I went. So he promised me $1,000 for coming to give a shiur a Friday morning. It was a holiday, so he promised me $1,000. So the night before I was supposed to speak, he called, made sure I knew the address, and gave me a parking place. I told him, do me a favor, make out the $1,000 to the yeshiva. They need the money more than me. That's what I told him. So I came there, I gave my drasha, and he gives me an envelope. So on the way home in a red light, you know, so I open it up. There's a $50,000 check to the yeshiva and a $1,000 check to me, you know. I told him I'll speak every week, you know, at that rate. So I got home and so I gave the yeshiva the $51,000. So I had an argument with my son. I told him, I am mechuyav to give the $1,000 to the yeshiva. I made a neder. He says, what do you mean? You made a neder, you'll give $1,000 you get. You got $50,000. I said, no, he didn't give me $50,000 for speaking. You know, whose tzedakah is the $50,000? I think $50,000 is his tzedakah. And $1,000, I still have to give $1,000. If somebody promises me $1,000 for services and I give it to tzedakah, it's my donation, not his. So I still have to make my donation. So my son disagreed with me. We had an argument. So he said, okay, he's going to write it to Reb Zilberstein.
Rabbi, I think my son...
Well, the 50? No.
Well,
I was giving away the, whole one, so I gave away the whole one.
But that's a donation.
It's only a $900 donation. It's
actually
$1,000. It's promised to me, and I promised the tzedakah.
Then you don't get an issue of $40,000. He gave you yours, and now he gave you
the funny coincidence that if you were given 51... At 51, I would agree.
Rebbe, what happened if he gave it the reverse?
What?
You told him to give $1,000 to the yeshiva and nothing to you, you wouldn't sign it.
That's what my son said. My son said if he had made $1,000 stuck, I told him if he had given me $2,000, $1,000 checks, one to the yeshiva, one to me, so maybe I would agree. What he means to do is what I promised he's giving, plus he wants me to have money also. But he gave 50,000 and 1,000.
He's
not
giving
me 50,000.
He was giving that check to Yeshiva.
Anyway, I don't know, but...
he wanted you to come speak.
I assume the $50,000 donation is his...
This is income for the rug. How the rug shoes suspended, so you might have to give the mic.
By radio is not the right thing.
Does the IRS here also?
Does the mayor have daughters?
If you reverse it, if he gave you 50 and gave you Yeshiva 1.
What?
If he gave you 50 and gave you Yeshiva 1.
If he gave me 50 and the Yeshiva 1, I might feel differently.
Let's think about that one.
Okay, so that was Sif Yud Ches. Sif Yud Ches was all of this this kula of ribis rabbanu tzarchei mitzvahs mutar. We're now up to Sif Yud Ches. As we get close to the end of the simin, Sif Yud Ches is apotropis shehilva mois. Oh, the end of Yud Ches. You have a good, very good. The end of Yud Ches, the last three lines we did not do. Let's remember what that is. Mishachayev, right? Right before that we did, that said that a child is a cotton for a petropis, even over 13, as long as he doesn't know how to deal in his business. The end was, Mishachayev li yisaymim, ukeshaba lefroya, toyin shenasan lehem rivis. Somebody owes money to yisaymim. And when it comes to pay, tine is that he gave ribis, and he wants to say, look, I paid ribis, so I want to give less. And the yasim says that he never received it. So it says here that the yasim is believed that he never received it, even without a shvua. The yasim is believed he never received it without a shvua. So this is a bit of a problem. Because what does it have to do with the yasim? Anybody who Vandai owes me money, right? If he says, now if he has a migu, he could say, I don't owe you the money. So of course he's willing to say whatever he wants. Obviously he's not talking that he has a migu. It's talking that I have a shtar, that he owes me money. And he claims that he owes me less because he paid me some money for ribis. And he wants to deduct that. So he's not Amnema. If it's Vadai Lava, then the Murzik is the Malva. It's Vadai, right? The Piroi, the person has to prove a Piroi.
Why does that do what you're saying?
The Shach, The Shach says in Lamed, Mashal Lachayim, Divay Arab, the Yasum Yashay Shum Maili Yisayim Mishar B'nei Adam, Damino Lakamaz, the Gotes of Chavhei, Dimtayim, Loy Lakakti Barib, is Sarach Lishba, Mashayim Kem Yasum, it's Sarachim. I feel like he hachal and mishkachin and bay, kamash kustor and machaber, the bomale is tabli shemchav ze in a ribis, a mava im a bishtari, and shaman lashbiyai. I was sheikh chilik bin yasin the shabri adam, lay mashma midi. that Shulis Aras, but Maisa Shaya, Biyasan Kakaya, who had the Mishabi de Yadam, they tam lechalek. We don't assume that a person borrowed Baribis, even though normally if it's after this man, he could say Parati, but to say a different taina, to say that he did it for Ribbis, there's no nemanis. This is the Shach's Kasha. And according to the Shach, anybody would be believed with it. The Taz, on the other hand, in Taz Tezayin, takes exactly the opposite stand. So the Shach says that it's Poshit. And not only is Poshit, it's Poshit even Apayos. The Taz says in Tezayin, Nem of Loishua, Hagam ki divir, Hagaz Zeist, Mshachin Achrim, Ashikaz, Vishyaz, Vishim, Kofayin Zayim, Vishim, Chuvus, Arashba, Be in your life, Vishkibullah, Vishasava, Vishtar, Lefreya, Vichulu, Mekomachim, Loy Rati, Lesef, Daitam, Bezais, Nidam, Irish, Ayasim, Yesh, Loishtar, Alaiva, Mekomachim, Lomi, Nem of Loishua. It's Mamish the opposite. The Shach says that anybody's believed without a Shua. The Taz says, why should even a Yasim be believed below Shua? So he says exactly the opposite, and in the Kudus HaKesef he points out his Shita. So why should the Malva need a Shvua? I guess he's holding that since it's after this man Apirayin, he could say Parati, but if the Shtar is Biyada, you shouldn't be able to say Parati. So,
and what's he saying? He's saying, I owe you the amount of the loan that I just paid you interest up front.
What?
What did he say?
He said, I gave you a different benefit, so I want to deduct it from the Karen. I gave you a Ribbis benefit. The halacha is you can deduct Ribbis from me. If we know Ribbis was given, you can deduct it from the Karen. So this is what I wanted to point out. I guess it's a Chesher Mishpat Nidain. Let's move on to Sifya Tes. Apotropi Shel V'maisei Simon B'Ribbis Ktsutza. Apotropis that made a mistake. The Apotropis knows Ribbis D'Rabbanan he's allowed to do with Moisei Yisayimim. This Apotropis did it with Ribbis Ketzutza. So listen to this Chiddush. Im alayva notol l'chelkoi kolkach revach k'moy shehisna los islam. If the borrower used the money as an investment and he made profit the amount he promised, chayiv litin lahem, he has to give it to the Yisayimim. And this is a Chiddush Gadol. What it says here is if the Apotropis had a right to lend the money with Ribbis D'Rabbanan. He didn't lend it with Ribbis D'Rabbanan. He lent it with Ribbis D'Raisa. We make a change of what he did, like an Umdana. And the Umdana is that, we make it into a Heta Iska. What's a Heta Iska? Into an Iska. An Iska is that Ki'ilu, he lent it to him on the Tanai that if he makes money, he gets part of the money. So here it's a Chiddush because the Leiva never agreed to it. And still, the Leiva agreed to pay Ribbis Tzutza. Let's say he lent him money, he agreed he's going to give him $500. Ribbis. So if he made the profit, the $500, then it becomes Ribbis. It's automatic. It becomes Ribbis Sheina Ktsutza. We switch it from Ribbis Ktsutza to Ribbis Sheina Ktsutza. So this is a tremendous chiddush. It's sort of an umdun on the das of the parties that were involved, that this is what they would want, and it says it's mutter. Now here, the shach and taz, what? Chayiv, right? It's chayiv to give it to him. Because he really agreed to give it. Just he agreed to give it on the terms of Ribbis Ktsutza. We turn it into Ribbis Sheina Ktsutza. The shach and taz here argue about what we change it to. Everyone says mutter. The Shulchan Aruch says mutter. Shach and Taz agree, but they disagree on the terms. See, here it's a weird case. Normally, what's a Heta Iska? I write a Heta Iska with you. What are the terms? It says in a piece of paper. Here, it's like two people say, I'll lend you money, I'll pi Heta Iska, and they don't say what the terms are. So what does it become? Well, what does it turn into? Here, they didn't even say anything. He lent the money, Ribbis Ktsutza. Since he saw him in our light of lamb, it's ki'ilu. What is it? Ki'ilu what? So Shach and Taz argue. The Shach says that, let's say he promised him $500. As long as he made $500 profit, the Shach actually seems to say $501. He has to have at least a dollar profit for himself. That the $500 he can give him as ribbis. As long as he made that much profit, he could give it to him. That's a sheet of the Shach. The Tad, that's a little hard to understand because nobody does a Het Iska to give the investor 99% of the profit. The Taz says that it's a Het Iska like a normal Het Iska. A normal Het Iska is Chatzi Milva Chatzi Pekadon, which means the profits are split equally. Those are the normal terms of the Het Iska. So here also it becomes a 50% deal. So we have Yom HaChlokes. The Shah says it's a straight flat fee, $500. And the Taz says it's a 50% Het Iska, which is a kula, which is a chumra.
It's not a penalty.
It's not a penalty. It's that we redraw the conditions to do it in a way that's mutter for yourself.
It depends.
So which is a kula, which is a chumra?
How much money is involved.
So it depends how much money they make. If they made $501, so the shach is a taiva for the assignim, and the Taz would say they only get $250.50. But if you made $1 million, then the Taz is a cooler. The Taz says you get a straight 50%, even more than the Ribbis Tzutza. So it's a chiddush that you change the whole deal. It's true. It's true that for the shach is saying that you just have to make an oisk tzutza. Oisk tzutza means that there's no guarantee on the profit. The profit is not guaranteed. If there'll be profit, there'll be profit. If not, not. So that's for Mr. Rabbanon, even if you guarantee the karen. So I guess the shach holds you just do anything that he should get his money. The Taz holds that you turn it into what's a normal iska. It's sort of an umdan on his das. Had he realized that you're now doing his ktsutza, he would have turned it into a regular iska. So that seems to be the difference.
According to the shach, if you earn $499, you wouldn't give anything.
Even $500, I think the shach.
$500,
it's a flea. Yes. According to Grom and Ches. You wipe out the ribis ktsutza. The promise to pay flat ribis is out. Any ribis ktsutza is that way. Anytime any human being makes a shtar, any yid makes a shtar for ribis ktsutza, it's batel mevatel. You don't pay it. It's pasha.
The carrot is still alone.
The carrot is still alone now. Yeah, but the question is, what do we turn it into? The fact that the ribis ktsutza is knocked off is simple. The chiddush that we turn it into something, so it's a chiddush gadol that we turn it into a different deal.
What do you have to say? You turn the hefkes to a meal. What the taz is, real kula really not there.
What? But wait, v'amrino l'tayva say yisaimim. Don't forget the loyis nu le'atera. Have a kilu hisnu.
Why
you can't just say the word kilu ribis d'rabbanan? You have to turn it into ribis d'rabbanan. What? It says you turn it into a hyphen of heter for your simon. See, there are two ways to do it. There are two ways to turn ribis tzutza into a heter. Let's say I was lending out mom and yisaimim. So I have two choices. Either I could lend it, tell them the karen is guaranteed. You have to guarantee the karen. And the profit, if you make profit, you'll give me the $500. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is I do a regular heter iska. I'll do a heter iska. I'll guarantee the karen, it's yisaimim's money, but I get 50%. So the shach said, you just turn it into getting $500 beheter. Only if there's profit, you get the $500. That's easy. The Taz said, no, you turn it into the typical heter iska that people use. And even though he promised him $500, he made $1 million profit, the assignment will get $500,000. Even though he never meant to give that kind of money. What? So what is it? It's an umduna, that's what they would have meant? Is that what was said?
See, this is...
I was the one to them, because I wanted to get the maximum
$500. This is why the Shach says you go up to the maximum.
I guess the Shach is saying that I'm supposing he's paying $500. He assumes he's not going to make $1 million. But it's a funny thing. The Shach and Taz, they're just umden is in what we turn it into. We don't really understand. Are we turning it in? I'm assuming we turn it. It's an umden. That's what they would have done had they realized. I don't know. That's what I think. Yeah, but that wasn't their agreement. Their agreement was for Rebbe's Ksutza, which, given the circumstances, means you have to pay zero. Because Rebbe's Ksutza, you don't have to pay. And yeah, we're turning it into something which is not their agreement. We're turning it into something else, which was not what they agreed to do.
In fact, they both have agreed to it because it's less of a daiga. No, the Yisraelim right now get nothing. We don't do anything, they get zero. They get zero interest. Now,
there's no downside for the Malva, that's his thing.
And the person agreed to 500, he agreed to $500. So now, everybody, we know for total, from zero to 500, everybody agreed.
All right, you're saying the Shach is more mustaber. Okay. You see, but the Shach is not more mustaber when he only made $501. If he made $500 profit or $501, it's an umdan, he would have given them the whole $500.
Yeah,
that's
good.
You see, agreed out ksutza.
Yeah, but the Shach is not mustaber because if he made $499, he's paying him nothing, whereas the Shach is paying him $250.
What? No, well, the fact that Rebbe's Ksutza is Aser is Taka Pashit. The Chiddush of this Sif is that we turn it into a Rebbe's Beheta. I would think you did Rebbe's Ksutza. We throw the agreement in the garbage, it's a loan. You don't get any profit, you get zero. If you and I would, Chalila, do a loan, we don't realize it. When we realize it, you just pay me back the carrot, they're finished. So that's why I would think by assignment, this is a Chiddush Gadol, that by assignment we turn it into something else.
Even though it wasn't made that way.
They never made the agreement that way. And we still do it. Let's have a say assignment. Bezdin bends over backwards. Let's have a say assignment. It is, but normally the control of Bezdin is to limit what he does. But to add an agreement that they didn't actually make, that's a big chiddush.
But Bezdin still has an overall jurisdiction over
the. It's true, and that's really the lashon of the Taz. Amrino l'tayv say esayim amrino. He means that suppose he means that the Bezdin sets it up. Definitely, but to make an agreement, if you would have been the lender and Bezdin would unilaterally make this agreement binding on you, you wouldn't be happy because you never agreed to that. What?
They're limiting the full profit to half the profit.
They're limiting it to half the profit. See, it depends. If he made a lot of money, he's going to be upset if he made some. Now, there's one more thing here. There's a din of schar tircha. The schar tircha, many people know, when you do a hat to iske, you give a dollar. You know, most people have no clue what it's about. People talk to me. People usually call me afterwards when they did a hesker. They had to hesker on their own, and they're not sure if they did it right. So someone calls. He says, "You know, we did a hesker. I forgot to do that dollar thing." They tell me, "I forgot to do that dollar thing that you're supposed to do." What's a dollar thing? I'll tell you what the dollar thing is. Now, listen carefully. You should understand it. And the idea is the following: what's a hesker? Forget about the case of assignment. Regular two people. You're opening up a store and you need a partner, an investor. So I'm willing to invest. So we're going to be 50-50 partners. You're the managing partner. I'm the investing partner. You come up with this idea, right? What does Flappish need? He always give an example of a new cafe, right? A restaurant. So we're going to, you have this idea. You're going to open a restaurant and I'm going to invest. So we're going to split 50-50. What does that mean? That means, let's say you need $100,000. So I give you $100,000. The Hetiska says, half the $100,000 is a loan. I'm not getting any profit on that. I'm lending you $50,000 because you're going to own half the store. So the store's startup cost is $100,000. So I'm giving you $100,000. $50,000 is a free loan to you. And with that $50,000, you're buying your half of the business. The other $50,000 is my investment. I'm investing. So any profit, I get half. The other half you get. and he losses, I get half, you get half, you lose half. That's the agreement. So the 50,000, that's a hetes. Now, there's a problem. The problem is, if it's so, I'm lending you $50,000 without, you're not giving me anything. And I'm investing with half-half. Why are you doing all the work? I'm not doing the work. So if you draw salaries, it's fine. But if you don't, if we just split all the money that comes in at the end of the day, so there's a halacha that I have to pay you schar tircha. Now here, you have to know that there's a kula to give just a dollar for schar tircha that's only if it's given up front, whatever the reason. The Gemara says you could give a dollar. It doesn't say a pruta. I think it says a chachi dinner. It has to be a dollar, and I could give it to you as schar tircha, provided I give it ahead of time. If I don't give it ahead of time, I have to give the real salary that somebody would get. That's called schar tircha. That's part of a hetisk. Now, the Taz says here that when we switch this Yosem's money into a hetisk, he says, don't forget to give schar tircha. You have to give him schar tircha too. That's what the Taz says. Zok Rabbi Kiveger, the one line Rabbi Kiveger, the third line on the page. Rakshi anakaloi schar tircha, bezet tzorachian. The nire lechayre de tzorach lenakas bezet schar tircha. He doesn't say a word of why. See Rabbi Kiveger? He says, you assume you understand. Rabbi Kiveger says, bezet tzorachian, nire lechayre de tzorach lenakas bezet schar tircha. V'ayin. What does he mean? If it's ahead of time, it'll be a dollar. Here, it's not ahead of time, I guess. Okay, but that's not Ricky Vegas cash. I understand. I don't know. I don't think you can change it to a dollar. It depends, I guess, depends why a dollar is enough ahead of time. I don't understand why, but.
At a loan for a closing, so there's a head risk with a dollar. Who's supposed to give the dollar? Anyone from the bank? Anybody?
It doesn't matter who gives it, as long as the managing partner, who in that case is the homeowner, right, gets the dollar. It doesn't matter. Anybody can give the dollar.
Has he
a promise to give a dollar before? Usually you give it ahead of time, but as long as he obligates himself, it's good enough. You don't have to give it to him because he obligates. But he used to have this. He usually says it in the nusach. But he could give it when the papers are signed. Now here, the kavan of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Chavis Das also is the kasha, is that schar tircha is itself only a din derabanan. Schar tircha is only a din derabanan. By assignment, we don't care about din derabanan. So that's the kasha. The kasha is, why does the Taz say you have to give schar tircha? Schar tircha itself is only a derabanan dika obligation. So the derabanan dika obligation, why do you have to give it? Now the way we understand the Taz says, what do you mean? We're turning it into a hetiska. It should be a full-fledged hetiska. But, okay. So that's if you're test.
There are cases where you think when a person loses money because they lied on swearing and therefore then you can pay. So what? Apparently, we're not taking this to that length.
It's true. We're not turning this into a hetiska. We're turning it into an iska. The heteriska we use says that if there's no profit, you have to swear there was no profit or bring two witnesses, and until you do that, you have to pay. He tries to guarantee the profit. It's right, he's not turning into a heteriska, he's turning into an iska, which is what a heteriska is designed to be.
According to the way we're understanding the Kiveger, that any time that you make a iska, you don't have to
use a heteriska.
That's right. Why do you have that?
Unless the Taz for some reason disagrees with it, but that's what we keep asking the Chavis Das.
Before, I wanted to say that according to the Taz, if you make less than the 500, you have to split it. But that's really not the logic. The logic is only if you made enough rebbach.
But the Shulchan Aruch mean if you made enough rebbach, he gives him the full amount. The truth is, if it's a little complicated, Beis Yosef says the less of the two, 50% of $500. Not like the Shach Nach does. The Shach alludes to it. In the beginning, complicated. All right, Sivcha. Yeah, that's another way of doing schar tircha. When we do a hetiska klali for a business, how do you do a hetiska klali for a business? Let's say you have a fuel oil company, and they want to do a a percentage on payments after 30 days, they do a heter iska. Where's the dollar? So what we do in heter iska klali is we do the dollar as part of the agreement. We give 50, we say it's 50-50, and as part of heter iska klali, he gets 50.1, the 0.1 being, or 51%, the 1% being schar tircha. Sometimes shtaris are written to include it, so you don't actually have to give the dollar in a case where it's not easy to do it that way. Okay. Sivcha. Schar tircha is the way an iska works. Schar tircha is part of the iska agreement. If you the schar tircha goes to the loiva, so it can't be removed. The loiva is the one who gets the extra dollars. What? Then it's not at the iska, then you have to give more. If it's stated and he doesn't give it, I guess it's Geneva, I don't know. If they never intended to give it, it's a problem. If they intended and they forgot. No. You're supposed to give the dollar. If you intended to give it and you forgot, you may be right. He just owes him a dollar. But if you didn't intend to give it, that's a problem. Okay, Sivchav. Im Avar Hapatripis, the Ilva Mois Yisaimim Beribis Katsusa, the Hechel Yisaimim. Here he was Ivar, and he already gave it to the Yisaimim. So Yisaimim already collected Ribis Katsusa. So you all know that if a regular Yid accepts Ribis Katsusa, he has to pay it back. Why do you have to pay it back? Anybody know? Why do you have to pay back Ribis if you take Ribis? It's not Geneva. The person gave it willingly. The pasuk says, the Gemara dashes the Gemara says that the reason you give Ribis Ketzutza back is a mitzvah saseh. It's not geneva. Let's say someone gives me an esrik for Ribis Ketzutza, so it's not a chesaron in lochem. Might be a mitzvah b'avaderes. It's not a chesaron in lochem. It's really mine. Ribis Ketzutza is mine. If a man takes Ribis Ketzutza and dies, his children don't have to pay it back. It's not a chayv. It's a mitzvah asay on a person to give it back. If a man steals money and he dies, so is the chasam amishuvit to pay back. It's a chayv. Just like any chayv. Even if there was yish shashini rishus, and it became his, but it's still a chayv. He still owes the money. Masha'en came by ribbis. Ribbis given willingly. It's not a chayv. It's a mitzvah v'chayif yichimach. What about by Yisaimim? If Yisaimim took Ribis, what's the din? So here, we're going to learn now a three-way Machlaikis Rishaimim. There's a tremendous tumult in the Rishaimim. The Shita of the Sefer HaTrumis, which we're going to see later, is that Yisaimim have to give back Ribis Ketzutza. The Mechaber does not paskin that way. The Mechaber says Yisaimim do not have to give back Ribis Ketzutza. What's the Svara? Why don't they have to give back? So we see now two reasons. Let's see. Mechaber says, "Im avar apatropis v'hilva ma'is yisaimim beribis tzutza v'hechel hayisaimim peturim elashalim." Or maybe it's v'hechel kama hayisaimim peturim elashalim. Afilu shiigdalu. Even if they got older, they don't have to pay back. Why do they have to pay back? They have ribis tzutza. Why would you say, huh? Why shouldn't you say they have to give back ribis tzutza? So one svara is the apotropis did it. Take a look in the Baragayla. Baragayla Lamed Aleph, he brings a tshuva sarajba. Matam shame atzma lahilva beribis. They didn't lend beribis. Vait harafila hagayz lo miniach if they bought of ketanim peturim. Somebody who steals or leaves money to his bonim, if they get idle, they have to pay back. Ketanim don't have to pay back. So it's saying here that at least the first thing he's saying is because they didn't take ribis. The apotropis did it, so they don't have to pay. That's the reason of the Rashba. The Rivash gives a different reason. The Rivash says, because ketanim la b'nei beved mitzvah ninu. It's a mitzvah, the chayich yichimach. Ketanim are not bar mitzvah. They're not mechuyev mitzvahs. They don't have to give back. Oh, good. So, but you hear the two reasons. What? Oh, that'll be an afkamina. So, the reverse says, because tan la b'nei mitzvah ninu. The Rajma says because he didn't take it. So Rabbi Kiva Egia brings two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is Higdilu, if they became Gedolim. They're 13, they're 14, but the apotropos is still dealing for them. So if you go with the Rajma's reason, so then you don't have to pay. If you go with the reason of the Rivash, then they are B'nai Mevin Mitzvah, then they do have to give it back. That's one reason. Rabbi Kiva Egger brings a second reason, and in the long Rabbi Kiva Egger, if it's still Be'en. What happens if they gave for Ribbis? They didn't give him money that they spent. They gave him a car for Ribbis. Ribbis Ktsutsa. The car is still there. See, if the reason is because they didn't take it. Yeah, they did take it. Apotropos was Tadeya. But Lamaisa, they have the car in their hands. If it's because Labanei Mevin Mitzvah, then they don't have to give it back. Because it's theirs. But if it's because of the Rivash. So these are nafkaminis in the two reasons. What's interesting, if you look in Gra Mem Tes, I don't know if you remember, I mentioned to you in Igros Chazainish about how to read a Gra. Right? Who asked me for a copy? Rachmiel, you got a copy of it for me, no? You'll see in a second. Let's see what he says. See Memtes? He's explaining the cool of the Rajva. Memtes, Ashigra. Dava Geisel and Michael is Banav. Avagav de Gizela Kayemes. If the Gizela is still around, even though by Gezel, if the father leaves to the children, Achrayis Lechosim, or if the object is still there, they have to give it back. Davka Bigzela. That's only by stealing. Mashiach gave me ribbis to bedaite, ribbis which is given willingly. Dechayav alay klor melosha mitzvah sasei v'chayachicha. Kaigav de petiri. Kumash kosav in yech lem aviyem v'chulu. Am afgav shekayemes peturin v'ayin rivash im tos amachay. See, if he's the rivash, that then I'm b'chayiv in a mitzvah. Aval sefer chumas amar l'chay chayalkin. The Chazanish writes in his Igeres, that when the Gra says Deloy kiss someone, he's not arguing al halacha. When he says Avol, that means he's arguing. When he says Avol sefer trumis umarachai chokan alzeh kasid yaitze b'dayanim, that means that the Gra is arguing ladina. He argues with this. He says if you Simon take, they have to give back in all cases. How are you going to answer the kasha v'chayi chichimach and amuchayim mitzvahs? But that's their shita. The Gra is arguing, Gishach as well, if you look at Shach Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis Ubala Trumis, Kosav the Yaitse B'dayanim, if you're based Yaitse, Kosav Mordechai, Shichuvus Maram, so he brings Chayokim, that means he meets the Paskin that way. And the Chochmas Adam Paskin's that way. They Paskin that you do have to give back. If you sign them took, that they have to give back, although the Chavaz Das says that only makes sense if they're Gedolim. If they're Katan, they're Mitzvah.
When they become,
it happened
when they were Katan. When they become
Gedolim, then they have to pay back. Maybe that's what he means. Take a look quickly at the Chavaz Das, and I'm also sure that's what he meant. But anyway, that's the. So we have here Machloikis, the Machabris Paskin Lekula, the Shach and Gra Paskin Lechumra. I don't know that this comes up often that they lend that way, but yeah, could happen. No, it's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Right, the money is really theirs. Yeah. Just to have a mitzvah to give it back. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Yashar tayv is a chiyuv d'oraisa. This is a ikr chiyuv. It says an extra time in the Torah of a chiyuv d'oraisa by Ribbis to teach you that there's a chiyuv to give back Ribbis Ktsutsa. It's just that it's his until he gives it back. But he has obligation to give it back. The Raj says he doesn't have to give back because he didn't take the ribbis. The apotropos took it. Right, he's bringing the Rivash's reason. It says, I am Rivash. The first part doesn't say a reason in the first part. It just says, even though Zayl, it's one way, it's a different way. And then when he says the reason, it sounds the Baragoyla sounds like he's bringing the Rajva's reason. The Gra sounds like he's bringing that reason. The Ramah says Gama Apotropos Potter Malazi, right? Apotropos also is Potter. Who are Demoy Shal Hegdish, Aniyim, Ashar Mitzvahs? Miu. Eina Malva Neman Loimer Demoy Shal Hegdish, are you Elabariah? Someone who took Ribbis, and now he's Tevea the Ribbis, he says, oh, it's Sadaka money. He's only believed with a Raya. I ain't look, come on, because I'm a test. Apotropos Potter Malazi, maybe Kachavim with Tarachisan. Okay, so we're still dealing. Sifyut Ches was apotropis, so Yud Tes and Chaf was the same. Sif Chaf Aleph. Here's the Yitzchak argument. Okay, we said Deloy, then he's not arguing, just pointing out the Achelkim. The Chazinish in his Igeres, the poor Igeres, he writes a bunch of klolim for the reading the Gra.
So what does that mean? He's not arguing, therefore.
The Roy means he is arguing. He's saying the Mechaber is this Shita, but it's not like the Sefer HaTrumis, and I personally say Sefer HaTrumis, that it's Yotze B'Dayanim. So therefore, if Yisayimim took money, Beribis, Ktsutza, it's Yotze B'Dayanim. That's what the Gra's Psak is. Okay.
He's saying Avo means he agrees with the Avo against the
Mechaber. I mean Avo, and not a Deloy. I'm sorry. Avo me. I'm sorry. I misspoke. When he says Avo, he means to argue with the previous Psak. He says Deloy, he's saying this is the way we pass, and it's not like. But Avo means, however, means he's chayel. He's arguing.
And that's what he holds.
It means he does hold that way. He does hold his Sefer Trumas.
I state differently.
Okay. What? I state differently, right? So this way, saying now, I want to point out to you. Yes, I thought somebody was going to ask. We just learned in the previous sif that if Apotropis does Ribis Ksutza, we do a magic wand and we switch it to Ribis Shena Ksutza. So what's Sif Chaf? What's going on in Sif Chaf? The answer is, I think, Sif Chaf means if there was no profit. If there was profit, so we turn into a Heta Iska, into an Iska. But if there's no profit, they have no right to take it. So on that, Sif Chaf is appropriate. Ribis Ktsutza. It's Ribis Ktsutza. He borrowed money, not for investment. He borrowed money to pay his credit card bills. He borrowed money for something. Right, because if there was profit, you already have the heter of Sif Yutes. No, it means the borrower had no profit. Somebody borrowed money from them Beribis, gave them Ribis. But they don't have a heter that's an iska with the borrower, because the borrower made no profit. They made. That's what they have to do. If there was some profit, it'd be the same thing. Let's say the profit was an amount that's less than. Okay, Sifchaf Aleph. Sifchaf Aleph, you should know, is the first sugya in Ezel Neshech. It's what gives Ezel Neshech a bad name, because Ezel Neshech starts on an Amid Beis, and there's a half an Amid. The Mishnah it can go dizzy from. And then the Gemara is almost impossible to understand unless you really work hard. And then, I once mentioned to you that Ravina Ravashi had Rachmanis. What they did is they have hard sugyas. Then the next daf, Samach Aleph, in Ribis, is sort of an agadita. The plot of agadita. Then again, it throws you, like it's a tease. It goes back and forth. It gives you a little respite. So we're going to read here just the psak. You'll understand right away that it's not so pashit. It says he oizef kuf be kuf chaf. I went today, 100 pennies are a dollar, and it doesn't change. The price of copper changes. 100 pennies is still a dollar, and 10 dimes is still a dollar. Once upon a time, there were copper coins and silver coins, and the price relative one to the other fluctuated. Even though typically in Shas we go with one amount, but we find already in Shas that it was. That there were times that it was reassessed. But the case here is he borrowed 100 copper prutas at a time that a danka, that the silver coin that he's going to pay for, was 100. So he borrowed 100 pennies when 100 pennies was a dollar. But he said, I'm going to pay you back 120 pennies. He borrowed 100 pennies and agreed to pay back 120. Meikara kuf bedanka. When he borrowed 100 of them was a danka, a sort of coin. That's if he pays it back 120 copper coins, that's an isadai raisa. The e oizif kuf bimeya. If you borrowed 100 for 100, the yaker, and it went up, osamid rabbanon. Deminatoira, you could give it back 100 copper coins. However, in terms of silver, he's giving it more. So he borrowed 100 copper coins when it was one silver coin. Now he's giving it back when the 100 copper coins are 100.2 silver coins. So there, midrabanan, you don't give back extra. Which means to say that you're machmir on both ways. Really, we go basa me'ikara. The Gemara says that you go basa me'ikara. At the time it alone, If you stipulate 100 coins for 120 coins, that's Ribis Dairaisa. And that's a Din Taira, Basamei Karazlina. And Midrabanan, Lechumra, we go Basal Libisaif. If at the end it's Ribis, you're also not allowed to give back an additional amount. There's a rule in Shas. What's the real amount? What's the real amount? What is it? Let's say I injured your cow. And Bezdin went to Bezdin. Bezdin said you have to give him 100 copper coins, which is one silver coin. By the time I get around to paying, silver coins, 120 copper coins. I want to pay the 100 copper coins. He wants the one silver coin. What do you do? So the Gemara Perakazov says that silver is the tiba. The assumed currency is silver. Because it's charifi, the Gemara says. It's the thing that's most accepted. It means that in every society, you have to accept one item as your currency. If there's no currency, it's impossible to run dinei Torah. It's impossible to run bechlal chayshim mishpatei kedinim. There has to be a currency. Let's say we live in a society where everyone would barter. There'd be no currency. I have chickens, I have eggs, and you have apples, and we trade our eggs for apples, and we trade eggs, we barter. The Chazon Ish writes, if there was such a society, it would be a chiv d'oraisa to create currency. There would have to be a currency. Why? Because it would be impossible to peg value for anything. How much do I owe you if I do damage? How much do I owe you if I work for you? How much do I owe you? What makes something ribbis? There has to be a way to peg a value, a constant value, which means that there's tibba. Tibba is currency, that's the value. Now what that means is the following. Let's say in 1960, I stole $30,000 from you. 1960, you could buy a house and a half for $30,000. I stole $30,000 from someone in 1960, and now it's 52 years later, I go to him, I apologize, and here's your $30,000 back.
Buy a car,
so he says, why give me $30,000 50 years later? I can't buy things. Let's peg it to the inflation rate. Hey, give me back the additional amount. So halach is, I don't have to pay you the extra amount. There's no ribbis shy. There was no loan. Geneva. There's no ribbis on Geneva. Someone steals from you and he feels bad. He gives you extra. You could take it. It's not ribbis. So what happens if someone damages your car and he gives you back extra money? It's not ribbis. Unless there's something called zafan ala bimilva. But if there's no loan, then there's no ribbis. But I don't have to pay you more than the constant value of a currency. And the currency is, in the time of Chazal, silver. Nowadays, whatever the currency is established in a country, that is the currency. It's a nafkamina today. If you're in America and you borrow 100 shekel from somebody, you go to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow. You say, we have some shekel, lend me 100 shekel. You come back, you want to give him back 100 shekel. So you don't owe him 100 shekel. You owe him the dollar value of the 100 shekel today. Whatever 100 shekel is worth. In America, the currency is dollars. If you borrow in America, then you have to pay back. If you borrow and pay back in America, you have to pay back in the currency of America. Now that's called saw b'saw. If I borrow eggs, a measure of eggs from you, and I want to pay you back a measure of eggs, that could be ribbis. I'm not going to do that. I can't borrow eggs and pay you eggs. If the price hasn't fluctuated, then I can give you back eggs. But if the price fluctuated, if I stole a dozen eggs from you in 1960, and today I want to give you back the dozen eggs, I'm not mechuyev to give you a dozen eggs. Because when I stole from you, it cost 10 cents. I only owe you 10 cents. I don't owe you a dozen eggs. All financial obligations are based on currency.
You're only saying now, currency in a different country is not currency in this country.
That's right. It's just like merchandise. Right.
It's a commodity.
It's a commodity, right.
What if you're in Greece and you don't think the euro is going to land?
What happens if you're in Greece and you don't think... So change it to dollars quickly. The truth is that Lee is right. If you remember... In the until they switched to the shekel, when they had the old Israeli pound, it generally doubled a heft in value every 6 months or so. Remember, Ramosha has a tshuva then. And if you read it today, he has a tshuva then. He says today in Israel, dollars are tibba, Because all contracts were written in dollars, all everything was written in dollars then, all major contracts, not your grocery bill. And he says, well, only to a certain degree. Anyway, here I want to tell you a kula that you could use. Okay, whatever I told you till now is Dina de Gemara, and everyone's masking. Rav Moshe and a tshuva has a chiddush. He says, why should it be that way? Why did $30,000 in 1960 be $30,000 today? He says, that's part of Hilchis Chesha Mishpat. Chesha Mishpat has to have a currency. It's Chesha Mishpat Ikedin. Rav Moshe writes that when it comes to Yerideya, it's not true. You don't have to have one currency. L'maynaf Kamina. You bought a house in 1960 for $30,000. You sell it today for $1 million. What do you have to give Meiser of? Pashut, you made a $970,000 profit. So for Meisha for Yerideya, you go by the value of the money. $30,000, if the inflation index, $30,000 by now is $600,000. So that means you only made $400,000 profit in the real value of the money. Rav Moshe writes a chiddush. He has two nafkaminas. One is tzedakah. I'm not remembering the other one at the moment. But he says it's only for chayshem mishpat tikadinim that we peg something to a currency. When it comes to yeridei tikadinim, there's no tzedakah. When it's not between someone and someone else, he says that it goes by the real value of the money. And that's his nafkamina. Lagabe, there are many people today who bought houses 30, 40, 50 years ago. And they're selling it, they would have to give my son the whole amount.
The IRS.
The IRS.
What,
the IRS.
But you get $500,000. No, no, but they don't change the value. They don't change the value.
Yep. No, but Rivas Chashish, really. Okay. Here, it's your day on the top, okay. Indeed, a moment between two people, that's the.
But currency in Yeshua is
different. You mean Atzvechei, the lumdis of Vechei, you're right.
Isn't it also called Yeshua? By currency?
Sometimes other currency also by. There's a kula of Yeshloi in a case where we spoke it out. Stoma, there's no kula of Yeshloi. Stoma, I borrow 100 shekels, no kula of Yeshloi. It's true. By saw b'saw, there's a by yeshlay it's mutter. If you say b'feirish, okay.
You
mean,
of course, they're going to pay back. You mean,
what?
They're going to pay back in the yeshlay.
Right. If you say they're going to pay back, if it's yeshlay. Okay.
If you take it now, if you're selling it for 100 shekels, it goes for a month to change your valuation. But it gives you back in the money. It gives you the original.
In America, you borrowed in America shekel. You have to give back the dollar value at the time of the borrowing. Right. There's a shayla, if he borrows in one country and pays in another country, that's a suffix. Floating dollar, yeah. I don't think so. It just, it does it incidentally. The dollar is still the currency in America. It used to be that the dollar was tied to silver, now it's not. The din that, the Gemara says that silver is tiba, is not lachish from Sinai. It's what's harifi. In our country, we have no shayla. Dollars are tiba. We don't go bus of silver. So that's why it doesn't change anything. Sivchav Beis, we'll leave for next week. You just see the line. Mutta luvais berivis from nepi koach nefesh. What does that remind you of? Nach. Avadia borrowed berivis. When he hid the 100 Nevi'im, when Achav wanted to kill the Nevi'im, he hid 100 Nevi'im. Who did he borrow from? The son of Achav made money on his father's.
It's a business.
We have discussed in years past. If you find a quarter in the Beis Medrash on the floor, so Rebbe, I think if I remember, Rebbe said leave it because
Pam said take it. It's yours because mother is Harei Shalai. It just bothers me. I don't think the owner knows.
Because people. I remember talking to Chaim. I love Chaim. I'm learning about the Messiah now. We're talking about that. And I remember that.
But someone showed me either Rabbi Yasha, I think Rabbi Yasha, Rabbi Yasha. This is safe on Hilchos Avei.
Right. And then says what? That Rabbi Yasha said,
they have to put it away at Rabbi Yasha.
So is it with Mechuyev to pick it up?
Palm held it, he keeps it, so I just don't pick it up.
He also, Palm held it, he keeps it because Shulchan Aruch says, Adam Mashmash, Kishrei Bechashah. But we know. The Metzias is, and then he asked me, he said he came to shul and he found three quarters on the shtender. So now Derech HaNoch, you have to leave it on you, or then they have to take it because the guy may take it. You couldn't guy. So then the Mokhi really to pick it up and put up a sign.
Better put a seal on top of it.